Mike Carey here. Well, today, another edition of What's Up America with Mike Carey coming your way. And we're so glad to be back here today, as always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Landon Harvey, who is a great ventriloquist and a performer and comedian. And we're so glad to have you, Landon, on the show. And we're so glad that we can get you on before you get on America's Got Talent, because I know you're going to be on there one of these days. And I don't know if you can tell us anything about that. But first of all, one of the things we want to let our audience know, Landon, is you create all of your own puppets. You know, you build those and, you know, you put your own personality into it. And, you know, we understand that you're about 22 years old. So you're, starting younger. You got your, whole career ahead of you. So why don't you tell our audience, a little bit about how you got into, ventriloquism and puppets and all that.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I was a very quiet kid, very introverted. At 6 years old, a ventriloquist named Dennis Lee came and performed at my elementary school, and I was absolutely captivated by the magic that was ventriloquism and the message. He was there for Red Ribbon Week, and I remember walking back to class and thinking, God, I'd give anything just to be able to go and talk with him. And years later, I ended up being able to be mentored by him, which was a really neat experience in its own. But I started ventriloquism because I realized that I was able to be funny and I could get the attention on me indirectly when I had the puppet out. And then when I put the puppet away, people went back to, their lives. I thought there's a real power in that. And so after I started doing little shows with the puppet, I realized that I needed to be funny. Then I started getting some jokes together, and then just kind of snowballed into, the following I have today on TikTok. I do shows all over. I'm based out of Dallas. I've done shows all over Dallas for different audiences. And now we're just trying to, put a tour together one of these days and, keep it rolling. Yeah.
Well, fantastic, Landon. So what I want to talk about is, you have a situation, which I guess is common with ventriloquists. Like we mentioned, you make, all your own puppets. So, I mean, mm-hmm. When you're creating these puppets, do you necessarily, have a voice like Cream Puff the Kid, and then you build around that, or do you build the puppet and then build, create the voice?
That's a great question. It's always different. Sometimes, like for my Jackalope Jackie, I had this voice from this guy I heard online that I was able to mimic. And I was talking to my friend Bob Rumba, and I was like, "What? This is such a good voice and such a distinct voice. I need a funny puppet for it." And we thought of about 10 different ideas, and it ended up being a jackalope because I had never seen a ventriloquist use a jackalope before. And I liked that it was like a rabbit with horns. It's kind of bizarre. And up to that point, I had a zombie, and I was kind of going for like a kind of a different approach to the typical, what's been done as a ventriloquist. So it starts off with a sketch idea. Sometimes I see someone on the street and I thought, that's a great face. I'm going to put that in my notebook and that will become a puppet one day. Sometimes a puppet creation starts with a joke, and then the voice and the attitude for the character comes later. For me as a builder, being able to build them is such a neat aspect of what I do, because I'm able to personalize them to fit my hand, but also to fit what I need it to do on screen or during a performance. So, like, my zombie falls apart. My jackalope, he's very cute, but he's also very, I can get a lot of range out of him, whether I'm performing him on camera or, in an audience. So the character creation process comes from all different aspects. I try to just let my mind flow with creativity and ideas. And if I have a new voice, then great. Sometimes I have to work harder to get a new voice. And that's when I talk to my friend Bob Rumba, because he comes up with all these great voices and ideas on ways to change your vocal range to get a different voice than what you are used to. So everywhere.
Yeah, great, Landon. So, talking about voices, being a ventriloquist, you can't move your lips. So, a voice like Creep Off the Cat, or especially Auntie Barbara, do you think voices like that, I can't do it, but could you create voices like that, without moving your lips, sir?
Yeah, typically I try to create a voice that I can do when I'm moving my lips, and then I'll see if it translates into ventriloquism. I have a character named Pirate Patty. She's this 98-year-old smoker, and she's got a really gruff voice. And then it kind of pitches like this. So she's got kind of that voice crack. And that's a very difficult voice to do alone. But I realized that through practicing it enough, I could do it as a ventriloquist. So I don't perform her often, but when I do, she really packs a punch and she's a lot of fun to perform. But I have to rest my voice after that immediately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So for you, Landon, you know, do you get a lot of ideas? You know, I mean, do you do a lot of writing, or is it a lot of improv? Obviously, when you're talking to someone, you know, especially on, you know, the internet or on Zoom in a character, you've got to do improv. But I mean, when you do like a TikTok or a performance, is that all written down somewhere? Or
Some of my TikToks, you know, I posted one recently where, you know, Jackie was telling me to talk to the hand, and then we made a little joke about that. But even that was, you know, I had my friend film me, and I just kind of thought of a couple different things to say with the puppet. So oftentimes it's improvised. All my TikToks that have gone viral are all improvised. I do we do it a couple nights a week. I do a show called Landon Up Late, and it's a TikTok live stream show. And that is all just improvised. It's really, what it really became was me practicing with the puppets, and then people started joining in and enjoying it. And now people expect to see it. So now it's just me practicing in front of 3,000 people, which is crazy, but you know, people really enjoy it. And then we take the highlights from that and we splice it up, and that becomes our viral content. So in terms of like what's pre-written, my stage show is pre-written, and the material that I perform in front of audiences is pre-written, because I don't quite trust myself enough to go all the way off script like I will for an hour and a half on a live stream. But I do enjoy the writing process. I love writing jokes and comedy, and I love writing character-based material that allows the audience to get to know the character, the new puppet, while also being humorous and enjoyable. I like to bring them into my crazy world of chaos.
And one thing I noticed, you know, Landon, I try to do this, you know, with TikToks, is you do not have the comments disabled, that you encourage comments, and, you know, you actually interact with the audience. So if there's some concern, you know, you could discuss it. So, you know, you try to have that interaction then with actual people out there, huh?
Yeah, I try to be as open as possible. I respond to almost all of my direct messages on social media because it means a lot to people. And it's always fun to see the reaction. But I think discussion is important. I think if I said something that's offensive to someone, I should be able to explain why I think it is or isn't. And I think people's voices should be heard on either side. You know, that's my goal. My goal is to make people laugh ultimately, but sometimes I ruffle people's feathers. And I think that both sides should be open to a discussion. I think it's helpful for everyone. And at the end of the day, I'm just a ventriloquist here trying to do my jokes. So I enjoy the comments, and I love seeing what feedback people have, what characters people enjoy, and sometimes what they want to see more of, or less of for that matter.
And one thing, you know, Landon, you know that I do characters on TikTok too, is
yes.
Sometimes yes. People do not tend to get it that the character is almost separate from you, like Cream Puff the Cat. I would get trolls on the internet, and I would just slough it off. But then I said, wouldn't it be funny if Cream Puff the Cat got on there and he was all upset, you know? And then everyone's blaming me. But, you know, I know in your case, you get that where they're blaming you, but the character is like their own entity, their own self in order to come alive then. So that's kind of frustrating that they're saying, wait a minute, this is not necessarily my views. This is almost its own sentient being then.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. And oftentimes in comedy and in what I do, you have to kind of walk a line because you don't want to offend people. But at the same time, people have to understand that you're doing this for the sake of entertainment and comedy, and that a character should be able to say almost, you know, whatever you can with it. And so like with Jackie or my zombie, you know, I sometimes push it a little bit on the live streams and kind of see what I can get away with. And that's always fun because you kind of define your own line there.
So, I mean, as far as the characters go, I mean, you have a certain amount. I mean, is there going to be a point where you will say, okay, that's enough characters, or do you, you know, always are looking for new characters? Or
I've thought a lot about this because the typical ventriloquist has, I would say, 3 to 4 main characters, and then they might swap out new puppets every couple of years. I think I'm going to end up being like the Carrot Top of ventriloquism, and I'll just have cases full of puppets, because as I can learn how to build different types of puppets, I'll just build them as I need to. So I'll probably still have my typical, you know, Jackie Jackalope, Bill the Zombie, with Maggie the Maggot, and, Mervin and Biscuit, my typical go-to characters, but I'll always keep building puppets and keep trying different things. As long as I can make it distinct enough where people believe it's its own thing, I'm going to keep doing it. The worst thing I can do is create a new character and have it sound exactly like, you know, another puppet that I have, or people not fully buy into it. The goal is for everyone to be able to enjoy the character or have reservations about the character but for a specific reason. And I think as long as the character is able to complex enough to speak for itself and also different enough from myself and the other puppets that I've done, I'll keep building for sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, we mentioned before about, you know, America's Got Talent and some of these competition shows. I mean, is that something that you're interested in doing? I mean, is that something that would excite you, or you just enjoy what you're doing now then?
I have friends that have gone on the show and been very successful in it. Recently, Darcy Lynn, who won it a couple years back and is now touring. My friend Jack Williams, another ventriloquist that was on it this year. And Terry Fader, who I believe won season 2. I don't know if I'm at the point yet where I'm ready for America's Got Talent. I have a lot of people saying that they'd like to see me on the show, and that's great. I really appreciate it. But I still feel like I have a lot more that I want to discover in terms of my own brand and the characters that I'm, the new stuff that I'm trying out that I've thought of, which is just very bizarre and different. So I'm going to give myself a couple years before I entertain the idea. I've in the past auditioned for AGT, and all the producers know me and know my name and know what I do. So they've kind of followed me growing up within the art of ventriloquism. But what I've realized is that I could probably go on the show, but I don't want to just go on it and kind of flub it. I really want to kick ass when I'm on the show, for lack of a better term. And so I'm going to give myself a couple of years and see where that takes me. But I really enjoy the live streams, and maybe I'll put a tour together and kind of go from there.
Oh, great. So yeah. I have to ask you, Landon, do you have any desire to do, I mean, have you experimented with, you know, what Terry Fader does, singing? I mean, have you even tried that, or you think that might be neat, or?
I need singing. I don't do Terry's a fantastic singer / impressionist. He does great impressions of singers. And that's the skill that's been unmatched. You know, in the ventriloquist community, at least, that I've seen. So I'm not that level at all. I'm more comedy with puppets, but I'd like to classify myself as avant-garde, which is avant-garde as a ventriloquist. And so, which is why I'm constantly trying to think of different stuff that hasn't been done before and unique characters. And I do some singing in my live streams and in my show that's comedic, but that's the only reason. It's not, you know, to impress anyone. It's more as just the character being goofy and he sings a tune.
Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about, you know, different performances, but I mean, do you go to open mics, or you still do that where, you know, people are there? I mean, amongst other comedians and things like that, or?
I did it back in 2019 because I wanted to see what that scene was like. But the truth of it is you go to an open mic and it's probably 10 to 15 other wannabe comedians that are trying out their, you know, sex jokes. And so, you know, and you're waiting there for a couple hours and you're there till like 11:30 at night just to go up and do, you know, 5 minutes of nothing. And that's, it sounds harsh that I'm, you know, saying it like that, but that really is what it is. And as a ventriloquist, if I'm trying out, you know, a character, I'm, you know, tugging along a suitcase or something, with the puppet in it, and then I have to wait, and then I have to bring the suitcase on. And then by the time you get everything set up, it's like, that's already cut into, you know, 2 minutes of your time. And then you've got like 3 minutes if you get five. And then by the time you do a joke, you're done. So that's like, you know, what, 3 hours for like maybe one joke, one set of punch. So what I've realized is that, and I'm glad that I tried that. I did that for a couple of months and I understood the scene. But what I realized is that I could try more material on my live streams and have more success and more gratification with that than I could doing like an open mic night or something like that, because my goal is to evolve the characters. The more time I spend with the puppets, the more I'm able to add layers onto their character and their personalities, and I'm able to try more jokes. And so being able to, you know, get on, even though it's online and it's not like a, you don't have the immediate response of laughter from an audience. I have like, you know, 1500 or 3000 people on a live stream versus an audience of 15 comics that are in essence competing with you, that don't think you're funny because you're a prop act and you're a ventriloquist, you know, who's going to laugh for this kid. So it's kind of like one of those things. So I've been doing a lot of live streams and my own kind of thing.
Oh, so yeah, the live streams. And so you get a lot of interaction. I mean, do they ask, yeah, I got to get on there myself, but instead of asking, but do they ask a lot of questions, or, I mean, do they talk directly to Jackie or the characters, or?
Oh yeah, we have a blast. What I've realized is that I really try to have the characters interact with the live stream participants, the viewers, through the comments and through the gifts and everything. So I tried it where I just would perform with the act with the puppet, and then people would watch. And it kind of feels like you're watching TV. And even I've kind of looked through other people's live streams, and I'm like, what do I enjoy with this? I like being able to know that my comments heard. I like being able to engage with the person that I'm watching. So I really try to do that. I want to engage with the audience. I try to answer all the comments. I bring in 3 to 4 different puppets through each live stream. We've done over 325 live streams, which is crazy. And they're all on YouTube. I repost them on YouTube, all the episodes. So it's been a lot of fun. And we really engage with our audience. I try to see what works. I usually try a new character out on the live stream every now and then, whether it's a puppet that I just built and want to try out, or it's actually going to be something permanent that I'm going to keep using on TikTok. So that's been a lot of fun in kind of seeing what works and engaging with my audience. We've had a lot of fun, and the new people too that come in and find us through the live streams, because we found that a lot of our new followers come from seeing us with the live streams. So it's always fun to, I find that I have to kind of reintroduce myself every 10 minutes to the newbies that now follow me, but we have a good time.
Oh, so yeah, that's great. So yeah. I mean, so you're constantly, you know, getting ideas, and, you know, but like we're saying, when you're interacting with somebody, especially, you know, one-on-one, you know, the puppets are, and so I mean, for you, is there certain jokes or certain directions, you know, you're going to take something, or?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't, you know what, is there a certain direction? I try to see if they are, like, if we have one of those battles going on a TikTok live stream, or if the screen splits to where the puppet and I can talk to other people on the live stream, I kind of see if they're engaging enough. And if they're engaged, I'll kind of razz them, and we'll kind of joke at their, maybe their hairstyle, or, you know, something that they've said, or like what they do. But I observe a lot. I like to observe people. And so whether it's in the comments, or whether I'm, you know, talking to someone on an actual live stream, like I am with you right now, Mike, I kind of like to assess where they are, kind of like the who, what, when, where, why, and see if I can turn that into a joke.